Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Back in 2020, Stockton native Brandon Leak became the first spoken word artist to win America's Got Talent, using his unique ability to transform personal stories into powerful moments of connection and win the grand prize and build his career. 6 years later, he is now expanding his creativity to music, melding the natural rhythm and heartfelt lyricism of poetry seamlessly with influences from gospel to hip hop. His first single called I've Got, it's out now, and he joins us here today to tell us more. Welcome to Insight.
Hello, how are you?
I am lovely. I think it's great ending the show with you. I can't wait to listen to your single and to listen to some poetry. When did you first write poetry? What drew you to this medium?
So I started poetry in middle school because girls were cute. but I genuinely really got into poetry my freshman year of college after my best friend passed away. He was the rapper, I was the basketball player, and I felt the best way to honor his life and his legacy was to make. From there, I just kind of felt this divine touch to keep writing. And that started around 2011, kept writing up until this date. So I'm old, so yeah.
You're not that old. The fact that you've kept at poetry, like, how has it shaped your life? Expressing yourself in this way and reflecting in the way that you do?
Man, it's given a beautiful mirror for me to look back on things that I traditionally just don't always get the opportunity to. I've had the wonderful opportunity to be able to immortalize pain, and it took a lot of wisdom to learn that joy is just as powerful a thing as sadness. And so for me, the goal in my art, especially in a track like I've Got, is to be able to immortalize the joys of life in the same way that some of our favorite songs are some of our most sad moments.
Yeah, I mean, that is the goal. I was listening to a poet yesterday on like Instagram. It came up on my feed, and it was a poem about not having a friend anymore, like losing a friend, just kind of, you know, going off on two different paths, and how friend breakups can be like just as terrible as romantic breakups. And it just put a lot of words to feelings that I've had throughout my life that I wasn't able to articulate myself. I mean, it's so powerful, poetry.
Yeah, we get the chance to be the narrators that that the world oftentimes needs and just does not have.
Well, I would love if you could share a poem, if you have one.
Yeah, I think I have one. So I write a bunch of poems that oftentimes I don't do anything with. they'll just exist in my phone. Do you have children?
I do not. I have cats.
So I have three.
A lot of people listening have children.
I have three beautiful kids. I have a daughter, a son, I have a daughter and two sons. And my youngest is a year and a half, and my oldest is six. And so this is a poem called Play With Me. And to all of my parents out there, I think you'll be able to resonate. My kids ask me, Daddy, can you play with me? And immediately, a litany of things I could be doing sprinted across my mind faster than Usain Bolt in the Olympics. I said no. And to be honest, I don't know what I did after that. Maybe it was the dishes that the sink had been babysitting for a really long time. Maybe it was the email I swore I'd send last week. Maybe it was the orphan clothes I left on my chair just waiting for a home to hang on. To be truthful, I have no clue what I did, but I know what I didn't do. And it's killing me to think that if this was my last shot, my last opportunity, that I may have blown it away for something that I don't even remember. And is it practical to always play with your kids? No, for heaven's sake. Is it good for your mental health to subject yourself to the crazed whim of a 5-year-old tyrant and her 3-year-old assistant? No. Because trying to navigate the complex legislation of underwater mermaid dogmen is something that no adult should ever have to do. But is the back pain worth it? Yes. Are the memories worth it? Yes. Is stretching my imagination to a place that is long since abandoned for more practical things worth it? Yes. Being a daddy is what I always wanted. And when my kids ask me to play, I can't always say yes. but I always regret saying no, questioning if I'm missing out on the last time for the first time. So when my children wake up tomorrow, before they venture out to the big world of intergalactic tea parties and monster trucks that have real monsters for drivers, I'll do my back stretches. I'll have ibuprofen for the mental wear on standby. And I'll be ready to answer the question I waited a lifetime for. Daddy, will you play with me?
Oh, I love that. I love the rhythm and the change in pace that you have. What comes first, the lyrics or kind of the tempo and how you're going to express it?
In this instance, lyrics always come before tempo. So yeah, in the expression of what's coming for the track that we're going to get a chance to listen to, it's a little bit of both. Like I write the lyrics first, and then it's a wonderful marriage of, you know, everything kind of gives a little bit.
Well, let's take a listen to the single. The single is called I've Got, but before we hit play, just tell us a little bit about the song. What inspired it?
So yeah, so I've Got was originally written in like 2022 in a hotel in Arizona, and I was going through a fairly difficult season, and I was talking to my pastor, and my pastor said, Brandon, happiness is circumstantial. Joy is something that sticks with you in the hardest of times. He was like, that's why the Lord calls us to joy. So for myself, I was like, okay, well, if in this hard time I'm called to joy, then let's make some art that reflects the joy that I think God has for me. So yeah, man, I wanted to make something that I felt would honor the God that I love as well as the joy that he's given me.
Let's take a listen.
Right now, no need to distress, just confess, nothing less will impress. God is here, everyone draw near, no need for fear. When all else fails, he won't. When everyone else fails, he won't. If the only thing I ever had was God, he would always be more than enough. Yes, more than enough. God, I'm just grateful for all the ways that you saved me. Dead in a grave, see, you breathe life into my lungs and told me I wasn't done. Adopted me as your son and victory has been won. And even though I've been through some things and suffered through pain, flowers only bloom in rain. The story show how far I done came to show what I've got. Yes, to show what I've got.
I've got love, I got peace, I got grace, I got joy.
Oh, I love it, Brandon. I mean, when I first listened to it, it's just so just inspiring, right? Like if you're just going through a hard time, I think you put this song on and it's going to help get you through the moment or through the day. And you also have so much collaboration on this track too, right?
Oh, yeah, most certainly. I have three of my really good friends, Justin Goss, a phenomenal gospel singer out of the Bay Area, Veritas, a.k.a. Jose, who is the poet laureate of Lathrop, California. Shout out to my homie. And then Matt Belaine, who lives in San Diego, one of my really good friends from college. And so, yeah, no, it's a love coming together with everybody. And the music was produced by my best friend, Ferris Ryan. And then we collaborated with the Nashville Symphony Orchestra, who played all of that music live.
Oh, I love it. So a tour, is that on the horizon?
Yes, that's what we're hoping for. And so this is my call out to the Sacramento Philharmonic. I want to do a collaborative concert with you all so that way we can bring this tour to Sacramento. Same thing for Oakland, for the Oakland Symphony, San Jose, and San Francisco. Any symphonies, orchestras that are interested in bringing this live concert to life starting in August of next year, let's get to work now because we just sold a 1,400-seat theater out in Stockton for this concert.
Oh, I love it. Yes. Put it out there. Manifest it. I'm happy that we could be part of that.
Let's do it.
Sacramento Philharmonic.
holla at me. Let's make this happen.
Brandon, thank you so much for stopping by.
No problem. Thank you, guys. Enjoy your week.
Yes, enjoy your week as well. Brandon Leake is a poet from Stockton who recently took his career as a spoken word artist into the world of music. We're going to close out the show today with his new single, I've Got, which is out now. You're listening to Insight. I am Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.
I've got love. I got peace. I got grace. I got joy. I've got.
Yeah. Through trials and tribulations and the hell that I'm facing, I got a bright light that keeps shining in dark spaces. My wife passed away and I wanted to switch places. Depression hit me hard, almost fell to the ideations. I need solace. This life is burdened with pain and hardship, but I know he promised he's close to the brokenhearted. So every shattered piece of our lives, my God saves it, making masterpieces from brokenness like mosaics. Yeah, every breath I breathe is a blessing. God's the reason that my mess is now my message. He took my losses and turned them all into lessons. Every test is a testimony of God's redemption. My scars testify of all the battles we fought, and that the Father brought me through, cause I doubted a lot. Dear God, pull me close to the truth, my soul forgot. Please remind me that the cross is the source of all I've got. All I've got.